You're listening to the Ideal Business Show with Pat Rigsby. This is the place where fitness entrepreneurs come to learn how to earn more income, have more impact, and enjoy more freedom. Now, here's your host, Pat Rigsby.
Rigsby here again with another episode of the Ideal Business Show. And today my guest is Eric Giroux from Prime Fitness in Maryland. So welcome, Eric.
Hey, Pat. Thanks for having me today.
My pleasure. So Eric, tell us a little bit about you and your business.
I'm creeping up on 20 years in the fitness business. I have a hard time saying that out loud sometimes that I'm doing this long after being in restaurant management for about 11 years before that. You know, I've done everything in this business from, you know, just a straight personal trainer to a fitness director for big health clubs to opening up our gym. A little over 7 years ago, my wife and I opened up our gym. We both are educators as well, too. She works for NASM. I work for TRX. You know, we've been in this for the long haul. We love it. We do a lot of our things based on sound movement principles. We got an awesome culture and an awesome, you know, group of folks inside our gym. Folks that really, really want to, you know, do well and are really eager to change their bodies and, you know, keep themselves healthy and fit.
Man, that is great. It's probably a testament that was worth sharing on this call anyway. Just the fact that you have been at this for 20 years and you guys are still this passionate about it and this immersed in it. And that's exciting because I think that it is a nice indicator that somebody can carve out a path in this industry that is fulfilling to them and enjoyable.
Absolutely.
So, well, let's dig in and see how we can work on your business today and hopefully move you forward toward some of your goals. So what would be the first thing you'd like to work on?
You know, I think for me, like, we've always been able to create a good culture inside our business. Once people get here, they like to stay. And I don't have a lot of turnover. I think what I struggle with is finding the right kind of people to bring in here. You know, having a constant, steady stream of really good leads. And when I say good, I mean, I don't like the cattle call, Grouponers, that kind of thing, you know, where we have, you know, 50 to 60 people popping in the door at one time and only one or two stick around. I want people that, you know, want to be part of something, that want to be part of, you know, what we do here. And I think because there's so much noise that's out there in the fitness world, and I find it right now, it's kind of funny that we're doing this podcast because I'm about to start a podcast myself all about the extremes and about how we just need to stop being so extreme with fitness and be a little bit more inclusive. It just doesn't sound sexy. No. So how do we convey to people, you know, how do we get leads in the door to let them understand like what it is that we do and how do we kind of, you know, create that culture, you know, outside of here so we always have a good, you know, system of people coming in the door because, you know, attrition's always going to happen. People are always going to have to leave for some other reasons. You know, people move. We're in the DC metropolitan area, so people move a lot for their jobs here. They get contracts renewed somewhere else. And so people are always going to leave, you know, and beautiful thing is it's not because we're producing a crappy product. It's because, you know, it's just the circumstances. So I think for me, always having a good, big, constant, you know, lead funnel in the dorm.
So the first thing I would ask is where do your leads come from now?
Our best are always referrals. I mean, that's hands down. We all know that. You know, for a while, I developed a lot from email. And then that seemed to really take a nosedive. And I don't know why, other than I know people aren't opening emails as much anymore. I know that they get inundated with them. But so that was a good one. You know, we've done, you know, when we constantly have some kind of Facebook advertising out, you know, it's, you know, whether it's just to kind of keep our branding in front of people's faces out there in their news feeds, or if we're really trying to run a promotion of some sort, I've always got something that's out there, you know, promoting us that way. And then I'd say the other thing is just that the relationships that I create, we have a really good relationship with two or three physical therapy rehab places that are really focused on performance. So we kind of have a nice little, you know, cyclic, you know, back and forth with each other. Like we refer to them, they refer to us.
So you've got a decent email list now, right? What, like over 1,500 people?
Yeah, I got about 1,700 now.
How did you get them?
I mean, a lot of it was, you know, Facebook opt-in advertising for the most part. You know, I've found that the people I've done like events before where I've had like, you know, join our email list here. Those have never honestly turned out to be a whole lot for me. I find those people have unsubscribed relatively quick because usually at some kind of event, you're giving away something. It's like, I'll fill out the email list, whatever, fine. Give me the free thing that you're giving away today. But that's never been a big one. For me, it's always been mostly how we kind of get opt-ins, you know, through Facebook and Instagram, things like that.
Okay. So I would tell you that if you want what we can define for the purposes of this meeting, a better quality lead, mm-hmm. you know, somebody coming in that may be a little bit more predisposed to sticking around. I think so much of that comes from how you treat them from that moment of meeting to the moment they walk in the door, the follow-up, right? So I think that everybody really kind of focuses on trying, for lack of a better analogy, marry somebody on the first date. They try to run Facebook ads for their 21-day offer. They try to run Facebook ads for their transformation challenge. And so they don't have the opportunity in an ad to convey why they're different, to kind of touch on the things that they do that might be appealing compared or contrasting the experiences that clientele has had in the past. They almost always have to get people to buy based on either urgency or price, right? Like, hey, this offer, like our challenge starts on Monday, you got to buy now, or there's some deep discount. Instead of getting them to buy based on fit, based on what your brand stands for, whatever else. So I think that the better somebody is with follow-up, the better they can pre-qualify somebody, not necessarily just because of the investment threshold, because I think in group training, that's less of a problem than it used to be, somebody's ability to buy. It's more about getting somebody who wants something more than just to come in and exercise in a room full of people and sweat. So my thought would be, how can you really spend a lot of time following up with people and connecting with them and building a relationship and displaying how you guys are different and maybe hitting on a few of the pain points they've experienced from other fitness kind of experiences they've had? So if you can kind of step by step follow up with them and say, okay, let's talk about, you know, how people may have done some really hardcore deprivation based thing and lost some weight and gained it all back. Or maybe they just went somewhere and they felt like they were just a number, a face in the crowd. Let's talk about how we're different. What, you know, whatever does make you different, but now you've got the opportunity to allow somebody to judge you on something else other than price. That to me would be a big step. So yeah, I mean, I don't think you're wrong in that people may not open emails at the rate they opened them 10 years ago, but I also think that it doesn't matter where you are, they're not giving you near the attention that they would have given you 10 years ago, right?
I mean, right.
So I would rather try to get people on an email list, even if you're routing them back to things you're doing on Facebook or things you're doing on Instagram, just so you control the follow-up and you can facilitate following up with them 3 days a week or whatever that number is. Like for me, I think that's kind of a sweet spot, because if they're opening a quarter of your emails, you know, you're at least getting, you know, 3 or 4 touch points a month with them to get them to know you. Plus, if you're writing them back to something like Facebook and they open and they click on a link and to watch your video, now that video, you know, the next video is probably going to be more likely to show up in their feed.
Yeah.
So that's the first thing, would be doing that. The second would be keeping offers in front of them. Like I use that PS at the end of every email. The idea is simple. It's the same thing that you talked about doing on Facebook, where, hey, we just want to stay in front of somebody. We want our brand to be in front of them. Well, at the end of every email, I've got that, whenever you're ready, here are X number of ways I can help. Well, that's like a billboard or a radio spot that they're either going to drive by or listen to every day, so that when they are ready, I mean, we've kind of burned that in their brain, so to speak.
Sure.
And then the other thing I think you can do too, and I don't, you may already do some of this, is once you have that email list, I just upload that warm list into Facebook, and then I can run more follow-up stuff to them. And that's a different message than I'm sending to cold traffic, right? Like the people that know me, I can run a more follow-up stuff. Like, I'm not trying to get somebody when they're walking through Chipotle at lunch, scrolling through their phone, and they've never heard of me. I'm not trying to get them to join my program for 21 days or a month on an impulse, right? Because that person, you know, they're probably deciding on price or convenience. They're not deciding on fit,
right?
Because they're not giving you enough attention to learn about you. But for the person that's already on your email list, that now you've uploaded this as a custom audience in Facebook, you can say, okay, now we're going to make follow-up offers to them, or we're going to send videos to them that maybe build the relationship more, position us as more of an authority. So we treat people differently at different stages of the relationship. The first thing we want to do is get them to go from being invisible to us, people that might be interested. We want to get them to kind of raise their hand and let us know that they're interested in what we do. And then once they're interested, then our job is just like, we're going to put social proof in front of them. We're going to educate them. We're going to make sure it's very clear how we're different. And I think that'll help. One thing I'll tell you, I know from the questionnaire you submitted earlier, is you've got a low barrier offer that is less than half the price of kind of your main offering, right? I'd probably raise the price on it, right? Like, I mean, if you want somebody to be a little more qualified when they come in, make sure that they're willing to pay for quality and they're not just looking for the cheapest thing.
Interesting. Okay.
You may not get quite as many people, but it kind of goes back to the Groupon stuff you alluded to before.
Right.
I mean, I'd rather get 60% as many people, but have the opportunity to make sure that I am giving them the experience I want everybody that walks in that gym to have. So they're going to be most likely to stick around. And plus, it's not going to be like this kind of sticker shock when it's like, oh, so now I've got to pay twice as much to stick around.
Yeah.
I'd at least get it up to that 97 mark.
You know, it's funny. We've toyed with that idea before because, you know, I'll be honest, we don't sell a whole lot of them. It's not one of those things that we sell a whole lot of right now. So we've thought about moving that up to $97 because, you know, I feel like it does become a big like step for people when they've already been spending only $67 and they're going to go spend $147. So most times it works, but I'd rather have somebody here that already knows that the higher price point is what they're going to pay. So I like that idea. And so we've toyed with it, and I think it's something we will execute.
Well, and the other cool thing about it too is that's an extra $30 per person that you can spend to go get that person in on a Facebook ad or on whatever you're doing to follow up.
So I don't think I knew that you could actually upload an email list to Facebook for like a custom audience. I don't think I knew you could do that.
Yeah. You can do that. And I think that anything that you can do, you know, even if we're just talking pixeling people that have watched your videos or something like that, right? Anything that you can do that gives somebody maybe a more customized experience as to like relative to where they are in this kind of a relationship journey with you, where they've gone from, hey, I've raised my hand, I'm interested, but I'm not quite ready to buy, to, okay, I'm ready to walk in the door and meet you face-to-face and see if this is a fit. Well, you giving somebody, you know, some stuff that, like social proof makes a lot more sense in the middle than it does at the beginning of that journey, right?
Sure, absolutely.
So I think that if you can just make sure that your follow-up is a little bit stronger, especially You know, I mean, you're in a competitive market.
Yes.
I would tell you that not more than 5% of the businesses that I see in the fitness industry are good at follow-up. So that, I mean, fighting over, it's kind of the whole blue ocean, red ocean thing, right? Fighting over leads on the front end and trying to sell them on the front end is a little bit like the old Groupon days where, yeah, when you were one of the early adopters, it was easy. You're going to go get a couple hundred up to, you know, 1,000 people to take your Groupon. But now, you know, they got to this saturation point where they'd run one boot camp one day, one the next day, one the next day. So nobody's different and everybody's kind of fighting over scraps. Well, the blue ocean right now in this whole selling and marketing and selling process is follow-up, because follow-up requires a little bit of work, and most people, they're not a fan of that. So I would tell you the email follow-up, the retargeting, anything where, yeah, you can pixel somebody and make sure that you're staying in front of those people, and every conversation you're not having or you're having isn't just starting new, right? Uh-huh. I think that's a big opportunity for you.
I like it. Yeah, you know, I haven't really done a whole lot of myself personally. I hired a company for a little while to kind of do my retargeting. And since, you know, I felt like it kind of removed me from the process a little bit and I wasn't in touch with it. So I'm not, it's one of the things that my focus while we slow down here a little bit over the next couple of weeks is to kind of spend some time learning how to do that efficiently. Because right now I think I do it really clunky and it takes up way too much of my time because I'm not smooth with it yet, but I got to practice. I need to learn more how to do that, you know, since I cut the reins with the group that I was working with about 2 months ago and just haven't really got myself to a position to really learn how to do it yet.
Well, the way that I think I've found that's helped is just, I'm very clear about what I want to do in the relationship. The rest of it, it's just tools, right? It's just like the tactical stuff. Like, am I going to use Facebook ads to do it or whatever else? But it even gets back to like when I was coaching baseball, you kind of get somebody to identify like, hey, you know what? I might be a fit for your university and I may have found them a dozen different ways, but you know, I've got to send them letters. I've got to make calls of the goal, trying to get them to campus. Well, the same thing holds true in our industry is just, man, you just got to stay in front of people because let's face it, everybody's busy and everybody has 100 different things tugging at their attention. So, you know, most people aren't going to commit to coming to a gym 3 days a week for the next 6 months and make that kind of commitment just on an impulse. Most people are going to kind of think about it and do a little bit of discovery and vetting their options before they decide. And the way you can win in that competition is by staying in front of them through the entire decision-making process and not just trying to catch like lightning in a bottle and catch them at that moment of decision.
Gotcha. Makes sense for sure.
Cool. So, all right. Anything else that we want to work on?
I don't know. I mean, you know, I don't think so at the moment. That's kind of always my biggest concern for me. Everything else is kind of gravy for the most part. I mean, we've got some good systems in place. We've got great people that work for me. So, you know, my biggest thing is always just getting, you know, constant stream of folks in the door here to kind of, hey man, we're the best at what we do. I promise you're not going to find any better. And yeah, that's what I always want to try and convey to them.
Well, one other suggestion then before we wrap up, if you've got this loyal client base, and it certainly sounds like you do, think of different ways to get them to introduce you to other people. It doesn't always have to be this traditional referral, like, hey, you bring in somebody and we'll compensate you in this way.
Right.
I mean, it could be as simple as asking people to share some sort of gift, lead magnet type of thing. And for every download you get of that thing, you donate a dollar to a charity that might be important to people who belong to your facility. Or, you know, bring a friend days are all very simple and straightforward, but charity events that you get people to come into, getting your clients to share things that you do online and asking them to do that. Really, all we're trying to do is get them to make kind of a warm introduction to the people in their life. And if we do enough of that, you know, you don't have to spend nearly as much time kind of doing the internet equivalent of cold calling people.
Sure. It's interesting you say that. We just, so right now we're doing, for the holidays, we're doing a 6-month giveaway to try and, you know, really, you know, boost up our email list before we, you know, go into January. And, you know, we were getting good engagement and good movement on it. We weren't spending a ton of money on it per day, but we finally went ahead and said, all right, so we, in our private Facebook group, we asked, you know, we said, here, anybody that shares this over the next 24 hours, we'll put your name into a drawing for, you know, a Fire 8 and an Echo Dot. And next thing I know, like 45 people have shared this thing. As soon as I offer them something cheap and simple, it was kind of funny, which is weird because whenever you offer them money, like cash for referrals, none of them do it. But something like this, they're like, I'm all about it. It's funny.
Well, that's, yeah, I mean, if we think about it, it's not really the way that referrals work, right? A referral typically works because somebody's excited about this, and so they want to share it with somebody else. So they don't need to be bribed to share that.
Right.
But this is just like, hey, I can enter myself in this competition by sharing this on social media. That's different than kind of, hey, I'm going to talk my friend into coming and spending X number of dollars a month on this thing so I can get a reward.
Right.
So
the psychology is interesting.
Yeah, it really is. And I mean, and you can think of, like, if you went to a mediocre restaurant, the restaurant probably couldn't give you anything reasonable that would motivate you to go tell your friends how awesome it was.
True.
But if you go to just this lights out awesome restaurant with great food and a wonderful ambiance and everything else, you'll probably tell somebody about it.
Sure.
So, you know, I think it's always a good idea for us to just think about our own experiences as a consumer and what motivates us to spread the word about things. And if we can play to that, the things that we already know to be true for ourselves, it helps us kind of unlock opportunities to get our clientele to spread the word too.
Very cool. True.
All right. Well, man, I appreciate you coming on. It's been great. The stuff that you're feeling like, hey, I'd like to maybe tighten this up or ramp this up a couple notches is, I mean, that's probably the most common area that I hear people in our industry want to improve on. So I'm glad we got to spend some time on that. And man, I appreciate it.
Yeah, I appreciate you having me on, man. I appreciate it a lot. That was awesome.
All right, very cool. Well, guys, thanks again for listening to another episode of the Ideal Business Show. So this is Pat signing off.
Thanks again for checking out another episode of the Ideal Business Show. Let me tell you about 4 different ways that I can help you build your own ideal business, and you'll be able to find more information about all of these in the show notes. First, you can complete the Ideal Business Scorecard. There's a proven framework for creating your ideal business, and you can find out how you score across all 8 ideal business rules by simply filling out a quick quiz. Second, you can join our Business Growth Accelerator program and become a case study. Each month, we take on a couple new clients as case studies in our BGA program where we guarantee you a $4,000 a month increase in recurring revenue. If you'd like to work with me, Justin Yule, Fred Zoller, and build your clientele and recurring revenue, check out the link in the show notes. Third, you can become part of our exclusive Ideal Business Academy coaching group. My favorite thing to do professionally is to help entrepreneurs like you build your own ideal business. If you'd like to learn more about how we can work together to make that happen, go to the show notes and click the link, Ideal Business Academy. And then finally, fourth, you can join our Fitness Lead Academy. If you feel like you need more leads for your business, but you don't want to pay for an agency to run your ads, just click on the Fitness Lead Academy link and learn more. We'll be opening territories again soon, and those who fill in the form will be at the front of the line to secure their own location.